We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got to give this to Don Bailey Jr. Wait, can you start that over, Solana? I want to hear this again because I want to give this to Don Bailey Jr. for football season. Who is this, Solana?
This is Wiley. Sean Paul is in this song as well. Godfather,
man, OG. Yeah, we're giving that to Don Bailey Jr. Write that down immediately.
I like that line. My money's so long, it doesn't know me.
Yeah, that'll be heard during a Hurricanes football broadcast this season, without question. 5 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I'm staring at the Void Shaker they sent me over the weekend. A barrel-aged stout. You know, tomorrow we're going to the Panthers game. Me, you, Solana. We're going to be there. If anybody wants to see us in between periods, we will be standing at that Funky Buddha Brewery tap room and hopefully celebrating good periods of hockey with some Funky Buddha. So
it better be a good game, because if it's not, you can find me there all game long. They got TV.
You'll miss the third period. You'll see him there if it's out of hand.
Hey, so, that Void Shaker is delicious. You try it?
Yep. That is the real deal right there. That's a limited series. You know, when Funky Buddha puts out those limited series, people always go crazy over them. But the Void Shaker, that is ridiculously good.
Did you finish one? Because it's 11%. I was
worried
about
you. It's hard for me. You know me. I like, even when I'm at the brewery, at the tap room in Oakland Park, I'm always like, what's something wimpy? What's something,
you try to
something
find that word.
Light?
You say light. Something light, smooth.
Something light.
11% ain't light, bro.
Play from our friend Radio Jeff Smiles. He kills it with his songs, the Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song.
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddhas. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hockman Crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha Hour with the Hockman Crowd.
Very nice. Goes down smooth. All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, because there is so much with the Heat and the Panthers. There just is so much. So we'll do headlines, we'll do 15 minutes of Heat, and we'll get a little Panthers talk with Goldie coming up. So headlines with Alejandro Solana.
We'll catch everybody up on some of the headlines from throughout today. Panthers did lose game one yesterday, 5-4 to Tampa Bay here at the BB&T Center. Tough loss for the Cats yesterday.
Yeah. But it was, we've talked about it. It was fun as hell. I mean, that Panthers team is really talented. Now, you know, we've talked about it for 3 hours and Bobrovsky versus Driedger and all the little nuances of the game. But the game itself was fun as hell. It is a 7-game series that was one game. So, you know, don't let it ruin your feel.
Very evenly matched teams. This series is going to be real good. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally.
Game two tomorrow, 8 p.m., like Hawk just told you, will be there. The Heat, they ended their season 6th overall in the Eastern Conference. So they split the two games over the weekend. The big one, the one we were all really focusing on, was Saturday versus Milwaukee. Jimmy Butler didn't play that game, so going in, you didn't think the Heat had that great of a chance. They did end up losing that game. They beat Detroit yesterday, but because the Knicks won over the Celtics yesterday as well, Heat land at 6.
Hardly the Celtics. I don't know what that team right. was out there, and the fact that they gave them a game is crazy, but I have a tough time actually calling that team the Celtics.
So, Heat versus Bucks, the six, a rematch of last year's Eastern Conference semifinal, I should say. It'll begin later this weekend. Also something of note, the Heat, they announced Monday that the attendance limit for their first-round playoff series versus Milwaukee, so games 3 and 4 at least, will be increased to 8,600 fans, which is 44% of the arena.
Very good. We'll talk about it in a sec during 15 minutes of Heat.
The Marlins, they beat the Dodgers 3-2 yesterday, so they avoid getting swept in L.A. They're off today. They begin a 3-game series in Philadelphia versus the Phillies tomorrow. But really cool. We've talked about it today. The Marlins, they unveiled their City Connect uniforms in conjunction with Nike. The design honors the Cuban Sugar Kings' legacy to baseball in South Florida, baseball in Havana. Man, these jerseys. I know we've talked about it, but they're fire.
They are cool, man. They're really cool. I love the color scheme. I love the way that it jumps out at you, the Miami and the logo, like the hat logo that's got the Sugar Kings vibe on it. Like it's really well done by the Marlins.
Get me a Chisholm.
Yeah. Let's all get Chisholms. Three Chisholms.
I'm telling you, man. That's my dude right now. Get me a Chisholm.
You got to dye your hair blue, though, if you're going to rock a Chisholm jersey. You got to dye your hair blue, Crowder.
My son, my little Chan has dreads. He's begging me. He wants to dye the tips of his dreads blonde because of Tatis Jr.
You got to do it.
But, like, at 9, can I let him decide what color his hair is? He's 9.
I mean, at 9, you know what's cool. You know what's cool.
But I don't know if it's cool. It's just because Tatis Jr. is a monster baseball player. I don't know. No.
I'm not going to parent your son. I leave that to you.
Okay. I'll just spank him then.
Well, don't do that. That's a terrible choice. what happened there? All right, now I have to parent your son again.
Inter Miami secured a win. They pulled it out yesterday, 3-2. They're up 2-0. Cincy scores 2 goals in the second half. But then Gonzalo Higuain, the best player on Inter Miami, your superstar here in Miami, comes through in the clutch, 85th minute tap in to secure the win for Inter Miami, their second victory of the season.
Best player in the history of Inter Miami.
That's fair. That is very fair to say.
I have buddies going to Inter Miami games that don't even watch soccer. I've heard it's a very entertaining atmosphere out
just
there.
Just the party, yeah, just for the party.
Yeah.
They'll be in Chicago. They'll play in Chicago Saturday. Let's get to weather from the DeMesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Right now in South Florida, nice and sunny outside. Truly is a scorcher all day today. Tonight, the lows are going to drop to around the upper 70s. That is your weather.
All right, give me 15 minutes of heat here, Solana. Let's talk a little heat. I'm starting to feel it now, Crowder.
I'm feeling it.
Starting to feel it. Starting to feel it.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
Let's go. Let's go.
So what do we do with this? Let's think this out. We had the guts. Did we have the guts last year for the Eastern Conference Finals, or was it only Solana that had the guts?
To be honest, I think it was only Solana.
I think it was just Solana, right? Solana had the guts. So let's think this out here for a second. They face off against Milwaukee. Listen, I've got guts, and I think the Heat can beat anyone on any given night. But man, I'm also a little nervous that you match up against a team that obviously has to go deep into the playoffs, or they're gonna lose everything, right?
Yeah.
They're gonna lose everything. The pressure on Milwaukee is immense. And so How do you feel? Can the Heat, and they had no problem with them during the regular season.
Nope.
How do you feel the Heat are going to match up in a seven-game series against the Bucks? Because I want to be uber confident, and I have just this gnawing feeling like, yeah, we had our way with them last year, and we could do it again, and something in my gut is telling me don't get overconfident.
I'm overconfident, Hawk. With the Bucks, like you're saying, we beat them in, what was it, five last year, gentleman sweep. And now we didn't have a problem with it in the regular season. Bam is a good matchup against Giannis. Giannis he's not gonna shut him down, but it's a good matchup. They added Drew Holiday. So it's the team we beat last year with Drew Holiday. That doesn't strike fear in my heart.
Solana?
I mean, you know I have the guts. Yeah, I think this Milwaukee team is afraid of the Heat. They know what happened last year. It's sitting in the back of their head. This will be another comfortable victory for your Miami Heat. Come on, jump. I don't want to hear the bubble guts from you, Hawk. Come on, jump
but,
on.
But you
jump,
realize jump I'm not even – I'm not – listen, I got a lot of time. It's not going to happen until the weekend. I got plenty of time to get my guts. But you realize that the entire narrative around Giannis Antetokounmpo will change if he can't get past the Heat again. You realize the MVP, everything, legacy – everything will change. He will become a mere mortal if he can't get past the Heat again.
That's what he is. Because you know what, Hawk? It gives me a lot of confidence when I've seen it. And I've seen them dominate Giannis Antetokounmpo. I've seen them dominate this team. You just see the matchups. And it was a couple games ago where, you know, the TNT guys were they were explaining, like, I don't even know what defense Spo's running. Who was it? I think Perk, right, or somebody said, they're like, I don't know what he's running. And I played in the league for 15 years.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Like, he's like, I don't know what's going on. Spo is going to out-coach the Bucks, and we've seen them limit Giannis. Chris Middleton, you know I don't believe in him or his teeth at all. So, yeah, I don't want to be you talking about pull the starters in the fourth quarter, but I'm really not concerned with the Bucks. If this was the Nets, it's a different story. I'm not even that scared of Philly, to be honest. There's a couple teams in the East that I'd be like, huh. And you said it, Boston's not looking like themselves. I'm not real worried about anybody but the Nets.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, they've got to go through Milwaukee and the Nets if that's where they're going. It's certainly not an easy. It's certainly not an easy schedule.
But Hawk, you mentioned the narrative around Giannis Antetokounmpo will change. I'm with you. He can't lose in the first round of the NBA playoffs this year. But I really think the pressure's on Mike Budenholzer. Like, if Milwaukee can't get to back to the NBA Finals or get to the NBA Finals for the first time, he's gone. It's not Giannis that is gone. And, you know, like, Jordan didn't win his first title till he was 28. Durant was 28. LeBron, 27. Steph Curry, 27. Giannis is only 26 years old. Like, he's not there yet where if he doesn't win this year or if he doesn't get close to winning this year, then the jury's out on Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think he's so young. I think there's still so much more maturation there, especially given all the talent we know he has. I think it's on Mike Budenholzer more than Giannis Antetokounmpo this year.
Oh, there's no question. Budenholzer will not survive if they don't go. I would say to the Eastern Conference Finals, probably get out of the Eastern Conference Finals. He will not survive. But I think Giannis knows his entire reputation and narrative takes a huge hit if he doesn't get out of the first round, there is, it's silly to say it because obviously in the playoffs, there is a lot on the line here. You know what I mean? Like, look at Atlanta. If they advance over New York, if New York advances over Atlanta, it's all gravy. That's great. For Giannis and the Bucks, there might be more on the line for them than there is for Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, for the long haul and the future of their organization?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Giannis is going to get tired of getting whooped in the first or second round every year. And to be honest, with that conversation about Giannis' responsibility, you know those series with LeBron where his teams get beat, but you're like, hey, if they give the MVP to a losing team, LeBron should have got it. We've talked about that for a number of years. Last year, Giannis was not the MVP of that. Giannis was not the best player on the court. I would say two or three Heat players, including Dragic, was better than Giannis throughout that series. So I'm more on Hawks' side, Solana. I think Giannis has a lot to prove. Not just saying, like, he doesn't have a chance. He is young. I'm talking about to his peers. how people look at Giannis. You're back-to-back MVP, and you can't get anywhere close to the Eastern – not even the conference finals, ready at the finals. I think it's a lot of pressure on Giannis. I do.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And it's the width that matters.
Huh?
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, 5 o'clock hour here is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. We were so close to feeling good vibes all day. Just minutes away from a Panthers victory. About 8 minutes if they could have held on. But instead of holding on, they gave up 2 goals in those final 8 minutes. And so no good vibes today. I'm so sorry.
But they usually finish strong. This is a chain, so we're getting so used to it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
Playoff
one game.
Hockey, baby. Playoff hockey.
One game. Yeah, playoff hockey, baby. One game out of 7. There are some odds out for the NBA playoffs and the play-in games and the series prices, right? So everybody knows, if you listen to this show, we have a bet on the Panthers, me, Crowder, and Solana, full units. Panthers to win the series over Tampa. We have it at plus 135. So we'll kind of have to see how things play out. But the play-in games, and obviously there's one play-in game. I'm assuming we're all in agreement. One play-in game that everyone really is interested in.
Yes, sir. Those Lakers.
Warriors and Lakers. That's a great. You want to guess? You want to guess what the line is on that game? It's at the Lakers at the Staples Center. Lakers 7 seed hosting Steph Curry and the Warriors. You want to guess what the line is?
Ooh, Lakers 3.5.
You want to guess, Solana, or do you know?
Lakers 4.5?
6.5. Wow. 6.5. Lakers are going to put the hammer down on them, right? I mean, they have to.
I think they're going to win, yes. I don't know if they're going to win by 6 because Steph is playing out of his mind right now.
He is, but I mean, come on. If AD and LeBron put their minds to it, I mean, what are we even doing here? Yeah. So the matchups, so it's the Hornets at the Pacers. That is a god-awful play-in game, right? Mm-hmm. Is anyone interested in that?
Nope.
No. I can't name 4 guys in that series.
I don't think I could name 4 guys in that series. Could you, Solana? I'm not even lying. I think you're right. Could you, Solana?
Yeah, I think you guys would know some of the Hornets players, like LaMelo Ball. Remember Terry Rozier, Torchta. So I think you guys could, if you really tried, you could name some of these guys.
I know Scary Terry, but I didn't know Scary Terry was with the Hornets.
I'm not certain I know what city the Hornets play in. now that if you really want to press me on this, I'm not certain I could name what city they play in. And then there's the Wizards and the Celtics. I kind of would like to see the Wizards advance there, to be quite honest.
How the Celtics are playing lately, it's a chance now. Let's not act like they're the old Celtics.
Celtics opened as a 3-point favorite, and now they're a 1.5-point favorite. So there is some action on the Wizards there. Got the Spurs at the Grizzlies. I'll root for the Grizzlies there because I like Ja Morant, but I like Michael Wallace, our friend who works at Grizzlies.com. So hopefully they can advance.
Yeah.
And then Warriors, Lakers. Then there's a couple prop bets. Will a 10 seed advance to the NBA playoffs? Yes or no? So the 10 seeds are the Spurs, who play the Grizzlies, and the Hornets, who play the Pacers. No. 10 seed, Solana would have to win 2 games, right?
Correct. No shot.
No. Right. The no is minus 450. Yeah. It implies a 26% chance that a 10 seed would advance. So that's not great odds, obviously. And then these are from betonline.ag. MVP odds right now, Nikola Jokic is minus 5,000. To win the MVP, Steph Curry is plus 1,600. That's about Chris Paul is plus 10,000. If you think that Chris Paul might get some legacy votes. Rookie of the year, you want to guess, Solana?
But real quick, isn't this supposed to be done now? It's supposed to be the regular season. The postseason not supposed to be involved in the MVP and rookie of the
year.
Right,
I would imagine the voting is done, right? Or if it's not done, then they tell people to vote only based on what they saw in the regular season, right?
That's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be only based on what, right?
Yeah. My guess is votes have to be in by Tuesday night, say, you know, Wednesday morning. Yeah.
And I don't agree with that because of, like, even the Giannis the last 2 years. If you put the playoffs into it, I don't think he wins it.
But if those are I think you're right. I think Giannis would have played himself out of an MVP last season.
Yeah. But if those are the rules you're going by, yeah, Jokic is killing that. His numbers are stupid.
Rookie of the year, Solana, you want to guess who the huge favorite is?
It's either LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards.
Yeah,
it's,
so LaMelo's minus 700. He's a huge favorite. Yeah. Anthony Edwards plus 400. Those are the only two. Precious Achiuwa not getting odds on that. Defensive player.
They didn't watch last night's game, clearly.
Looter in a riot. Defensive player of the year, Solana?
I don't want to hear it because it's got to be Bam Adebayo.
Bam's
not
even
on the
list.
Yeah, I don't even. I'm gonna tune out here for a second.
Rudy Gobert is minus 3,300. Yeah,
what a joke.
I swear to goodness, I didn't know I was gonna say Rudy Gobert because he's always there.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert is minus 3,300. Next is Ben Simmons at plus 1,100.
Oh, what a joke.
Ben Simmons is a defensive specialist, is what he is. He's terrible on offense.
All right, that's going to wrap things up here for us on this Monday. Man, things are getting heavy, hot and heavy. So Panthers tomorrow, obviously a bummer last night, but don't let it ruin your Monday night. And then we'll find out later in the week the Heat schedule. And it'll be Heat and Bucks, 7-game series. So all the Panthers playoff games can be heard on 560 QAM. All the Heat playoff games can be heard on 790 The Ticket. And coming up tonight on 560, I believe it is Larry Bluestein and the High School Sports Report on 560. And Ticket Rewind coming up on 790 The Ticket. So everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Thank you, Goldie. Donovan Campbell, always bringing it strong on this show. You can hear anything that you missed on our podcast. Download the Audacy app. AUDACY. And while you've downloaded that app, if you already have it, please search Hockman and Crowder and subscribe to our podcast. Just hit the subscribe button. It's free and we would appreciate it. That certainly would help us out. So if you missed anything, check out our podcast on the Odyssey app. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Give me the Drieger. Give it to me. Defense let down Bob. This broadband let me down.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Oh, no!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.